What's wrong with Tom Brady's hand? Oh, sorry, I'm getting ahead of myself. Sunday's NFL Conference Championship games will determine the teams that play in Super Bowl 52 on February 4th in Minneapolis. In the AFC, the New England Patriots, led by Tom Brady's hand, will host the Jacksonville Jaguars. And in the NFC, the Minnesota Vikings will play the Eagles in Philadelphia. Mike Pesca is here now as a sports analyst, the host of the daily podcast, The Gist, at Slate.com. Mike, is something wrong with Tom Brady's hand?
Robin, how dare you ask about Tom Brady's hand? That was the hand that led them over and over to the promised land. And it is his heart, not his hand. But in all seriousness, it doesn't seem the Patriots have this tendency to list everything on their injury report. And that is a little obfuscatory because in a sense, you list nothing. There was a portion where the media got to see Tom Brady throw on Wednesday and they said he looked fine. But they did say that his hand was injured. They didn't get into too many specifics. You need something to worry about. That's just as good a thing as anything else.
Well, they're saying everything's fine. But the Patriots are favored. They're playing at home. The Jaguars went into Pittsburgh last weekend and beat the favored Steelers. What do you see here?
The Steelers, I fault the Steelers and the Steelers' game plan. They allowed a pretty underperforming Jacksonville team up until that point to put up a lot of points on them. And the knock against Jacksonville, they do have an excellent defense and they have excellent defensive line, which means that Tom Brady will be under a lot of pressure. And that's not a position he or any other quarterback likes. So that is true. But the huge knock, and it's accurate, against Jacksonville is they have a pretty pathetic quarterback, Blake Bortles. Among starters, I would say he's one of the worst. Yet he looked great against Pittsburgh. Why? I think Pittsburgh let him beat him with kind of simple throws. And even though the Patriots have statistically one of the worst defenses in the NFL, they're not stupid. And so I think that they'll put together a game plan that will bottle up Bortles, if you will.
It's a new bumper sticker. We're not stupid. Okay.
We're not stupid, and the hand is fine.
Over in the NFC, the Vikings beat the Saints on that miracle play, that last-second touchdown pass. Beautiful. What do you think we should watch as the Vikings now meet the Eagles on Sunday?
Yes. So 2 weeks in a row, the Eagles will be underdogs. The Eagles beat the Falcons last week. And that's because they played a brand of football that adheres to their strengths. For most of the season, they were an excellent passing team because they had an excellent quarterback, Carson Wentz. He got hurt. Now the replacement, Nick Foles, is under center. He has limitations. So the coach of the Eagles, Doug Peterson, is working around their limitations. He's allowing Foles to run a little bit or to see what the defense gives him or to occasionally hand it off. He's doing a great job in making Foles the best quarterback he could be. The Eagles are still the underdog against Minnesota. Minnesota has a great defense. It is an odd situation where the team that had the number one seed in the NFC has been underdogs both weeks. But the reason that they're underdogs is that the Vikings have a great defense, a good enough offense, as we saw with that amazing play against the Saints. And they're built for the outdoors. They play indoors in Minnesota, where the Super Bowl is going to be. But they can be a good outdoor team. So that's why a lot of the people who make the odds say that Minnesota should win. They were wrong last week. Let's see about this week.
Okay. Mike Pesca here now, sports analyst. He hosts the daily podcast, The Gist. What do you think?
Oh, I think Minnesota will win and be the first team to host a Super Bowl.
All right. By the way, Mike's also author of the upcoming book,
Upon.
Further Review, The Greatest What-Ifs in Sports History. I just saw that. Mike, thank you.
You're welcome.